Technically, this is technically our award show.
And also, we talked about doing the, you know, eventually, what is that going to be, the 100th episode? Like when we actually do like a in person, like recording our you know, like videos and everything like that? Because we talked about doing that.
We did talk about it, and we missed the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, we mentioned it, I think, kind of, sort of.
Well, but, we didn't say I have to be on the 1 year. I think we were talking more like 100 episode, right?
I mean, can we call the 100th episode the 100th episode?
I know. Like, what was that? Where did that come from?
Is there another way to pronounce that? Is there
100th episode?
But were we just saying the nominees this time, and then are we going to vote on this podcast and then decide? Is that how we're doing it? We gave people the option to come here and actually vote, but only Craig's here, and Craig is not going to vote. Craig's not a citizen.
Apparently non-citizens can vote, okay, despite, like, you know, the law being very clear about that, okay?
I feel like we should go ahead and do what we, you know, what we think, and maybe over the next week we can see if anybody else, you know, submits.
The nice thing about these awards, though, is that they're too big to rig, so, you know, I mean, we're good.
It's true. All right, so... the categories we decided on last week, we have best PS2 game, best game I won't finish, game of the year, we did go with a normal game of the year, best money grab, this could be like a battle pass or a DLC or something, best knockoff, we decided to go back to knockoff, best video game disappointment, or biggest video game disappointments. This isn't like, this is kind of like a big category. It doesn't have to go to a specific game, but like some kind of event that happened this year that was a big disappointment.
I put down like video game industry on my notes. Like, I mean, like,
And then for the other categories, we just have best TV show and best movie. I say we start with best TV show and best movie because they're small.
They're small, like, in your locks. I mean,
so for me, I have two nominations for best TV show this year.
Two?
Two. I have, well, I thought it would be nice to have two. I have Fallout, and I have The Acolyte. I actually liked The Acolyte. A lot of people didn't like it. I actually liked it. So,
I really enjoyed it.
I never finished it.
Does anyone else have any other nominations? Because I think we all know what the winner is.
I mean, for the three of
X-Men
us,
X-Men 97 deserves a shout-out.
X-Men.
Yeah.
X-Men 97. I never finished that one. I only saw the first episode, X-Men 97. But I think it's a pretty easy win for Fallout.
Yeah, yes. I mean, Fallout was the only show that came out this year that I really...
Halo Season 2? Did that come out?
did Wheel of Time Season 2 come out this year? Was that last year? That was last year, I think.
That was last year. Fallout's the only one that comes to mind that was, like, big. Man, you know, like,
it was so
above the
good.
Rest, you know?
You know what isn't on here, because none of us watched it, but we talked about it, was Rings of Power Season 2?
What?
I still haven't gotten Rings of Power Season 2.
I still haven't watched it either.
I haven't.
I need to.
I just haven't finished the first season.
I actually want to, but I just haven't gotten to it. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
It's not for not wanting to. Honestly, a lot. I was hard to go through this list because I'm like, normally I have things that pop in my mind, but this year it's been hard.
All right, so Fallout is a clear win. So best movie of 2020, and we're gonna get trophies made, 3D printed and sent to Jonathan Nolan, I guess.
He deserves the amount of effort we're gonna do
trophy.
For that. Yeah.
It's like here's your trophy. It's like,
it's gonna be
what
like
in the world?
Check.
Tuna and I were looking at different trophy designs, and there was one that it was like this really derpy looking star, and it just said, "You did it." Dude and I both really liked that one.
Nice.
You did it.
Best movie. Does anyone else want to go first on their nominees for best movie? I have two nominees for best movie.
I don't. I only have one.
Ooh, what is yours?
There was only one good movie all of last year to me.
Dune 2. I didn't see that one yet.
Yeah, Dune Part 2.
Really? Am I right? Wow.
Yeah, you're right.
Interesting. Yeah. I what think Deadpool v. Wolverine deserves
a
nomination.
3?
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically.
I haven't seen it. I can't say anything about that because I haven't seen it either. So.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Inside Out 2?
Yes, that's one of mine. Inside Out 2 is one of mine as well.
I have not seen that one either.
That's actually one of my twins that she loves like that movie. I've watched that movie like every day for like the last 4 weeks. Janora loves that movie.
Yeah, I was going through the list earlier. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be rough because I haven't seen most of these.
Is that it, D? Inside Out 2 and you got any others?
Those are, I mean, I can think of some, but I don't know. Like, I haven't seen them, right?
Well, I mean,
like Moana 2, like I didn't see.
I haven't seen Moana 2, so I didn't nominate it. I did nominate Wicked.
I watched Curiosity Wicked. Came out and I really liked it, but I don't necessarily know that I'm not voting for it. So, I mean, like,
I really liked Civil War. Has anyone else seen it? It's so good.
I haven't seen Wicked. I really want to.
I guess my other nominee would be the Lord of the Rings movie.
Oh, the War of Rohirrim. Really
good. Yeah, War of Rohirrim was really good.
I really want to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it was good. I watched it in theater with a friend of mine.
So we've got Inside Out 2, Wicked, Dune Part 2, Deadpool and Wolverine, and Lord of the Rings, War of the Rohirrim. I'm actually going to vote for Inside Out 2. Personally,
same, actually.
All right. Well, Farm, do you want to give your vote? That's a winner, but you can still give your vote, Farm.
I mean, well, yeah.
According to him, only one good movie came out.
Farm, have you seen Inside Out 2? Is such a great movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
And since I haven't seen it, it didn't happen.
Okay. And then before we get into our more fun categories, we've got Game of the Year. Let's just do all the big ones right off the bat. I only have one nomination for this year. Games that came out this year. I already know one of Farmers probably. But my nomination for Game of the Year is Helldivers 2. It's the only game I played this year that really came out this year. So that's my suggestion.
That's such a hard choice.
What about you guys? D, you got Game of the Year options?
Oh man, I have at least one. I thought I had another two. Hang on. Come back.
Problem is, yeah.
All right. What about you,
Farm?
I know
we don't want to make so many categories, but I need more categories.
Game of the Year.
Game of the Year. Yeah. There were two that really stood out to me, and I've kind of mentioned both of them, really. But yeah, Indiana Jones and Helldivers.
I knew it.
Too.
Indiana Jones. I knew he was going to say that
one. Such a good
one.
Game. It was just so good.
Indiana Jones. And what's the other one?
Helldivers 2. It's such a good game.
Did that Alan Wake game come out this year?
No, that came out last year.
Okay. Helldivers 2. Okay, so
when we're saying last year, for the record, we're referring to 2023.
That's right, colloquially. 2023. Let's be a little bit more specific. Yeah. 2023. Yeah. My game of the year was probably Alan Wake. Actually, yeah. I know it was.
Okay.
There's no hands down. It was Alan Wake.
So. I'm a PC gamer now, so I'm like, man, the best.
But I'll have to say, actually, as a pseudo, almost like my third there nominee is actually Final Fantasy, because I've been hitting it hard the last couple of days. And
Which one, Final Fantasy, is it? It's not remake. What's it called?
It's
Rebirth.
Rebirth.
No, it's not Rebirth.
16.
No.
Crisis Core.
Well, it is remake, but the actual name of it is. Let's see if I can. Intergrade.
Oh, okay.
No. Intergrade. That's remake. So that didn't come out.
Technically,
it
did
come out this year.
Yeah. On the PC, it did, I think.
Oh, did it come out on the PC in 2020?
On the PC, it probably did.
Yeah,
actually,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though, its original release, it was technically the year before.
I mean, technically, it was
or 2 years
it was,
ago.
It came out a long time ago.
The release date on PC. Wait, hold on. Was 2022?
I think that would count, though.
What?
Oh, really? Interesting.
No,
I'm looking
no
at Final way. Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade.
Well, I must have been looking at a weird list then. I was gonna say it seemed no. Oh, maybe.
I thought that was a while ago. I thought it was, but I could be wrong.
Oh, you know what? I was looking at Rebirth, and I think they must have delayed it. Is that what happened?
The new Rebirth, yeah. Yep, it's coming out soon.
It was supposed to be 2024, and they must have delayed it.
They just delayed it, yeah. It's coming out in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways.
On PC.
If that would have made it, I would have also voted for it. I would have also voted for that, because that's pretty sweet.
Good game. Good game.
Okay, so my list.
No, actually, great game, right? I've really enjoyed that one. But sorry, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, D.
I really want to get to Remake, actually, at some point here. But it's on my list. Not for Game of the Year, though. I guess it came out a long
time ago. Yeah, what's your Game of the Year list?
My Game of the Year list is Hellblade 2.
Oh, man. Oh. It's a good game.
Astrobot.
I got to it. Astrobot's a good one, too. Right. And it made Game Awards Game of the Year, right?
Game of the Year, yeah.
Yes, yeah. It did win that.
Man.
Fantastic game. Like, the best platformer I think I've ever played.
I mean, that first game that they came out with, you know, this, like, the demo test game, which wasn't even full-fleshed out, was pretty fantastic. Like, I can't wait to play it, honestly. I'm excited to play it.
Helldivers 2 is still on my list in terms of Game of the Year as well.
Well, it's a good game, man. The winner is. But we all played it together. You know, I'm just going to throw that out there. Like,
yeah, like the replayability of it and stuff is really neat.
Yeah.
If I had to choose one, though, like my top game would be Hellblade 2, though. Like, was emotionally
best
and, like,
single player
crazy.
Game of the Year. You know, that's what we need, a single-player game. Because it's different. No. It's different playing a multiplayer-style game and then playing a single-player game. It really is.
It is different. Maybe next year. Different. I would agree, though, that Helldivers 2 would be my game of the
year. We don't have it in the budget to make all those trophies. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, we don't. We don't. And now we're getting into the fun categories. D, would you like to choose one to go first?
Let's just get it over with. Best PS2 game.
Best PS2 game. What do we got? I nominated...
I don't know.
Balatro, which came out this year. It's like some kind of card roguelike game. I've not actually played it, but if you look at... I've looked at images of it because I thought about picking it up. And it's very retro. PS2. Old school looking. So, I nominated that. I've heard good things about it, but it's just like a game type that I'm not going to get into. So, nomination. Oh, actually, we had a nomination from a community member.
Oh, that's right. To bring that up. I forgot about that. Yeah.
We have a nomination from a community member for best PS2 game. The game is called Night Runners. Specifically, the demo version. It's a racing game taking place. Yeah, from like 1990, I don't know, it says 1990X to 200X, I don't know what that means, in Tokyo, and it's inspired by PS2 era racing games. So we have a MIDI suggestion for Night Runners there. Any other suggestions you guys got?
Okay, so let me set the stage, okay? Like,
okay,
PS2 era, you know, you didn't have that many games to play, you know, like... graphics weren't that great. You know, they were still trying to figure out how to make, like, control sticks actually, like, work and stuff, you know, first time that you had dual thumbsticks and all that. It was just a different era, right? An era of a certain amount of jank, okay? A certain amount of, like, hey, it's out the door, we can't fix it once it's out the door, it just is what it is. We're not gonna do DLC, you know? Maybe, you know, if you're lucky, like, we'll make a sequel, right? That was the era of PS2. I gotta nominate Gollum. I do.
Even though it didn't come out this... even though it did come out 2024.
This whole...
Did it not?
It came out 2023.
Well, okay.
But we can still nominate it.
Yeah. I'm gonna make an exception for Gollum, because, like, that's the whole... Honestly, that's the whole category, right? Gollum is the category. It's weird that we made a category for one game in specific.
but we all watched David play that game, and it was hard.
That was 20 hours of, like, time travel, essentially. Like, that's basically what it was.
I haven't watched David play. He streamed it while I was flying to America. I need to go back and watch the VOD, is what I need to do.
Oh, my gosh.
It was janky, man. It was like...
Make sure you send it to YouTube. Make sure you send it to YouTube so we can have it.
So I recorded it on YouTube as well, but then like it didn't save for some reason. So all right, like, I don't know.
I'm randomly scrubbing around.
That's a PlayStation 2 problem. If you don't have the card inserted just right, you'll lose the save data.
I am randomly scrubbing around in this 20-hour VOD, and I'm just going to be honest. I think fair to say it doesn't look great.
No.
But the thing is, too, the thing I will say about Gollum is that it lives in my head rent-free. Like, I will, like, be randomly thinking about it, like, on a random, like, Thursday or whatever the heck. Like, oh, yeah, that level, shoot, I don't like that I play that game. But, like, that level, I can, like, visualize the entire level in my head.
That's like, not a good just, thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
I mean, just like a nightmare.
Like, is...
Okay, I just saw a gameplay mechanic that I'm not familiar with. Where you got to, it was like push like the left D-pad for Smeagol or the right D-pad for Gollum. I don't understand. Is it like,
yeah?
What is that?
Allegedly, is there's three different endings to this game based on like whether you like side are you with go Smeagol find the other two? Gollum. No.
So Gollum won best PS2 game, right? Like we don't even really need to. Like that's my vote. Like come on,
yeah. Jeez.
It went from when it came out all the way into 2025 to win.
Like, I mean,
I would love it.
It'll be a game like, that I'll probably still be thinking about it like 5 years from now, just randomly.
That's almost like worst stream game of the year, you know?
Yeah, it's iconic, but not in a good way, right?
Yeah,
like just man.
Sometimes David just wakes up and he feels like he's trapped and he realizes he's still in a dream and it's Gollum. He's in the game Gollum.
Doing this stupid companion mechanic where you like order your companions around that only happens twice in the game and like
but they decided to do it, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
So we have the best game I won't finish. I only have one nominee for this, and it's a game I haven't played. I just know it's long. Does anyone got any nominees for this category?
Oh, I was talking about when I wrote this down, it was just kind of a joke, but it was kind of like on the basis of like how we played Gears 5 and like didn't finish it for forever.
Yeah,
We started playing Space Marine and we've slowly been going through it, but it's been a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but it's like the game that I won't finish, quote unquote, you know. I will probably finish it, but it's just like you know.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect because that's the category. Yeah, Space Marine.
Yeah.
Is that what's the title for that?
Warhammer 40,000.
Yeah.
Space Marine 2.
Oh my god. Warhammer.
It's like the Gears of this generation.
Space Marine. I have a lock for this though.
Two. All right. What do you got, D?
Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League. Literally a game that I will never finish. But really enjoyed. Like really enjoyed most of. But just there's no way that I'll ever finish it.
Well, because they won't even come out with all the stuff to finish it like they planned. So that's part. That's
true.
But
even
it's like those achievements that are locked behind the wall. You know, you'll just never get.
But even like the four seasons that they came out with or whatever, I'll probably never finish those.
Yeah. What's the point? What's the point? Unless we decide someday, just like we're bored and we want to go do it. You know.
Well, I think it's like the Anthem problem, right? Like you can jump in and like fly around or whatever, and it's cool, but there's nothing really to do. Like it doesn't have like that grip once you finish the main story.
Do the collectibles, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what it feels like. It feels like all the like little side missions or whatever that you can do, like feel like essentially collectibles. It's like, what am I doing this for?
Yeah. The problem is all those side missions that you would get in like a normal Batman game, they put it into like season content and stretch it out. I mean, it's. Wow, we've talked about this so many times, but I'm just like really frustrated that it couldn't just be a single narrative driven game. That's all.
My guess would be that they really wanted you to focus on like, I think they really wanted it to be a looter shooter where you like really chase the loot and like, oh, hey, here's some cool guns that you can like grind through and get and everything. And you can get the new characters that way too. And like, but I just bought all the new characters, so I don't care.
Wait. You bought all of the new characters of the game you're not going to play?
I mean, again, it's the Anthem thing. I might jump in and have a little bit of fun with it, but like, I mean, like.
Well, I guess you will play, I'll never but you finish will never it. Finish. That's
never finish it. Yeah, I'll never go through all the episodes and like do all the things that you're supposed to do for completion. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, not even 100% completion, but like even like just story completion. Like, I don't care. Like, that's my problem with it.
You guys gave great suggestions. I just wrote Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, like the because it's like got like 70 hours of gameplay or whatever, and I just am never going to get all the way through it. Right? I'll finish the story, but I won't finish the game totally.
You know what game I feel like that with is like the oh gosh, what are they called? Same developer who did Metaphor. Oh, Persona.
Oh yeah, and the Persona games.
Oh yeah, like that. Like, I enjoy them, but they're so long. Or Death Stranding is another one where it's like so long. I just don't know if I'll ever finish it.
Oh, so Stalker. Stalker would have been a good one for me because I started playing that game, and I don't know if I'll ever finish that game. Even though
I actually wanted to put Baldur's Gate 3 on here for us, but technically it came out in 2023. So.
Yeah, for us, though. For us, it came out last year.
Game we won't finish. So, I'm going to vote Warhammer with Farm, if Farmer's voting for that.
Sure.
Farm, is that... What do you vote? What's our votes here?
Yeah, I mean, that's on my list, so...
Yeah.
I'll that. Never finish it all, probably, but I'll finish some of it. Eventually.
And D, is your vote for Suicide Squad?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, now we got Best Money Grab. So this is like Battle Pass or DLCs. What do you guys got?
I went with the new, the fresh blood. I went with Marvel Rivals, you know, because, you know.
Ooh, for Money Grab, interesting.
It's a free to play game. And I guess that was my idea is like, it's free to play the game and you can just jump in. And if you really like one character, you can just, you know, grab that and then you just go, you know, grab and go.
It's a huge bummer for me because I really want to get the Thor skins, but I've not been playing a game, so I've not done it. What do you got?
I mean, I think that's the best bang for your buck right now.
I think I've got two and they're kind of diametrically opposed in terms of what they are.
Interesting.
Helldivers 2, I think. Ooh. Actually,
ooh,
like
Money Grab. Oh, okay.
The way that they do their like forever battle passes and stuff is really cool, but also like it makes me like and. But the thing is too, they have game altering stuff in those passes, right?
This is true,
and that like makes me very much want to get them, and like.
Super
at first,
game altering.
It seemed
Some
like
of them is super... a, it's a big change. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And at first, it seemed like it would be totally possible to, like, not spend a dime, but, like, the more and more they add, the more and more you realize, oh, I'm falling way behind. Like, I might actually need to spend money here. So, like, I mean, I probably
it's
will end
bring
up
that up
spending money
that's,
on it.
That's how I felt recently. I recently loaded in. I was looking at some of the new stuff, and I was like, can I even, like, really play this game without getting the new battle pass? You know?
Right, yeah. And some of it, very much, like you said, looks like it like fundamentally could alter your playstyle. And like, so that's one of them. And then also, the same game that I continue to give money to every year, although maybe not in 2025, Destiny 2.
Ugh, where, I knew you were going to pull a Destiny.
Where, like, between all the cosmetics, which some are really, really cool, and then Final Shape, which is an excellent, excellent expansion. And then they try to get you in with, like, the seasonal content or whatever, and then the dungeons, which is, like, the most excellently produced content, I feel like, that they do.
But they also charge you extra for it, which is super annoying.
But they do a dungeon pass.
If all they did was dungeons and cosmetics, man, that would just be all they need, right?
Well, yeah, but then you wouldn't have anything to play the rest of the year. But I also haven't played in a while, so I guess I'm still,
Yeah, they wouldn't have a leg to stand on, but, you know, maybe they could double down on dungeons and have more dungeons and less of that other stuff that just cycles, you know.
It makes me almost like really miss the days of like DLC, playing a game and getting like more like single player content or whatever for that game, and then just finishing it, and then just like, you know, coming back like instead of trying to like retain a player base throughout, you know.
Exactly. It goes back to the whole Suicide Squad thing. You know, you're losing out on your narrative because you're trying to keep people, you know, integrated into this ecosystem of always coming back. I mean, Destiny has done it way better than most, but Suicide Squad didn't have a prayer.
I wonder if Destiny had a shorter lifespan and there was a Destiny 3. You know what I mean? Like, if it was more condensed, so you felt like you were getting more, it didn't change as much, and then there was just a new game. Like,
that's an excellent point, yeah.
People would feel differently. But what are we voting on here? We've got... my two. I have Fortnite, because I can't not spend money in that game.
Right.
And I also included World of Warcraft War Within, the new expansion in World of Warcraft.
What?
Yeah, it's a money grab.
WoW's making it to the 2025 awards.
Well, I mean, it's getting nominated.
Is like... From everything I've read, one of their best expansions that they've done in
a
long time.
It was a really cool expansion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I need to nominate two other ones because they're my go-to money grabs.
Oh, go ahead. What are your money grabs?
Yeah. I mean, I still cannot stop spending money in Halo and Apex. So that might just be Halo a me problem. Yeah. But I think there's still other people that have the same thing.
And so I may have nominated Fortnite and WoW, but I actually am going to vote Destiny 2 with David.
Oh man, Destiny 2 is gonna win.
Unless David doesn't vote for it, but I also am worried about a tie, so I'm gonna vote Destiny 2.
Wait, so are we the final votes, or do we get other people in the community that vote?
Well, we asked people to come and vote if they came, but nobody came, so it's just
that's true. So
I mean, Craig's here, but Craig's not gonna be a tiebreaker.
You know, Craig's not controversial at all. You know, he doesn't.
Yeah, Destiny 2 has been a money sink for a long time. And like,
we've all sunk money in Destiny 2.
It being called a money grab, I feel like the hard part for me with Fortnite and World of Warcraft is I do feel like the money you spend is worth it. Sure. Destiny 2.
And that's my problem with Helldivers too.
As long
right?
as you're playing, it's, like, yeah, it's worth it. If you're not playing, it's not worth it.
But Destiny 2,
much Fortnite,
man, they just really dribble stuff out. And it's just like really like... That's it, you know, is how I feel about it.
It's hard being an FPS, you know, shooter like that, you know.
And literally, it's been like the last 4 years, I've spent $100 each year, right, on Destiny 2. This is the first year, 2024 was the first year where I only spent 50. I mean, that's kind of wild. And I probably still spent like probably closer to 75 with like silver or whatever. But let's not get into like how much I spent on silver, okay?
And
can you believe that it's been like in 2 more years it'll be out for 10 years?
Destiny 2? That's a while.
Destiny 2 came out on September 6th, 2017.
My guess is that they're trying to hit that date.
8 years.
That's my guess.
8 years. Yeah, they're trying to hit the 10-year mark because that was always the goal. Of course, that was when Destiny was the thing. I mean,
arguably. What Bungie said was it was going to be a 10-year franchise. So they've already hit technically that marker, but I think they want like Destiny 2 to be a 10-year game.
Yeah, they
want. That's what they're trying for. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a good thing that none of us play GTA, because I feel like GTA would absolutely win this award if we did.
Yeah, but for what? I just don't get. I don't get it.
For the money
draw.
Like, I mean, like, probably, it's so easy to, it's never so grabbed easy me. To spend.
So, yeah. So many people, you know, I get it. The people who really like it, really love it, and they go back to that game. But I've never seen the draw myself. But that's just, you know, same thing with WoW for me. I've never been there. It's just not me.
But when you're in it, like, I mean, like, you want a nicer car, you want a boat, you want a motorcycle, you want nice clothes. Like, it's very easy to spend money in GTA. Way too easy.
True. Well, that's why they keep making him. You know,
and it's like Helldivers too. Some of those things make a huge difference, right? Having an attack helicopter for a mission makes a huge difference than not having an attack helicopter. But our second to last category here, you guys, best knockoff. I have two nominees. I have Marvel Rivals, which is clearly an Overwatch 2 knockoff. And I have Pal World as my nominee.
Pal World is a good one. Oh, I wish I had thought of that.
I have not played a lot of Pal World, but it is on the list. Yeah.
I only had one listed as of right now, so I'm.
Ooh, what is it?
I'm right there with you on Marvel Rivals. Definitely. Yes. I mean, if you play the game, if you watch the game, it feels like you're playing Overwatch, except with Marvel skin. You know, the Marvel skin characters. They do some different things with some of the characters, but you could definitely say, "Oh, this is this type of character." And I hear it all the time when I'm playing. It's like, "Oh, that's more of this style of character." You know, like you play on Overwatch, and people are actually referencing it. I mean, and even like we've talked about the maps, the way they construct it, it just feels like an Overwatch game. So there you go.
No, agreed. What about you, D?
Rivals is my
Rivals.
Main one.
That's the win. Right?
Power World Rivals is absolutely like, yeah. Like Power World, I would put on my list as well, but like I'm probably voting for Rivals. It's almost. The thing is, it's like, it's a knockoff, but it's well done, so like, I can forgive it a lot of that. But like, also, it's almost 1-1. It's wild how close it is. I would say it's closer than Power World is to Pokemon, in some ways.
The, it's interesting, though, because like, Marvel Rivals, it's a knockoff in the sense, too, that I don't want to play Overwatch when I play it.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Like it's that good of a knockoff.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. And this is the category I wanted to end on. Biggest video game disappointment or video game industry disappointment.
Oh, I have several on this.
I have one thing on here that kind of doesn't work after this week, which we didn't even get to talk about it, but there's nothing to talk about. My biggest video game industry disappointment was they did not announce the Switch 2. In 2024. And I know that they just put out a video this last week, but what I want to bring up here is that what I was disappointed with specifically from Nintendo is they specifically said we will make an announcement this year, and we can make the argument that they did it in the fiscal year or whatever, but I just still felt like it was a pretty...
They stretched it and waited to the very last minute, didn't
it? Really hurt to go all of 2024 with no announcement.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's going on?
Didn't we have best ongoing game?
No.
In our... Oh, okay. No. In our category? Okay.
No, you're thinking of Jeff Keighley's Inferior Show.
Yeah. This is a much... Yeah.
But best that's it. Ongoing and I know, game.
And I know you guys got some, so what are your biggest video game
that was also one of the things I had down, actually. One of the four different things. So I have two industry things that I put down as biggest disappointments and two games that I had that were disappointing to me.
Ooh,
so
we're just doing industries. Yeah, we're just doing industry stuff.
I know, but we don't really have the most disappointing game, do we?
That's true. No, we don't.
Yeah, I mean, you can mention it.
I'm just going to mention it. You don't have to put it in there. But okay. Switch not being announced was, you know, top of the list because we've been talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, that was a very disappointing game.
Switch 2. Yeah. I don't even know where to go from there. Switched. The next rival. Oh, I don't know. Anyways. Switch 2 not being announced. Yeah, you know, it definitely felt like they kind of stretched it out. And like, I'm not big Nintendo fanboy, but it's still like you're waiting. And it just feels like sometimes they just are yanking your chain, making you wait as long as you can to get the biggest hype. Maybe they're just trying to, you know, build it up. I don't know. But it still sucks. No mobile Xbox device or Project M, as we like to call it, released. You know, we were hoping.
Or even announced.
Yeah. We have rumors, but no actual announcement. So, well, that was.
It's kind of confirmed now. But
kind of confirmed. But yeah, exactly. Nothing concrete So that's kind of a disappointment. Skull and Bones is the game, and Suicide Squad. Both those two games, I played them for a bit. You know, of course, David and I went through Suicide Squad up until the next, what, season. But Skull and Bones, I barely even played. And just for being a quadruple title game, for being the quadruple title game that it was promised, it did not. It
didn't live up to the hype.
It did not live up to the hype. I only played it like pre-beta, and then I just fell off. But that just could be me. It could just be me. That's all I got.
All right, okay. D, what do you got?
I've got a few.
And wait, Farm, can you summarize that second one for me? So you have No Switch 2, and summarize the other one really quick. I want to write it down.
No Project M.
No Project M. Oh, yeah, right, M. Are we calling it M, or are we changing it to H for handheld?
I don't know.
I really don't know what they're going to call it. I feel like they have to not call it mobile, because mobile would be very much like that's what we refer to phones as.
Right.
But, yeah. But Project M just sounds so cool.
Yeah, we're like, just call it Project M for now. Or XM, I don't know.
All right, D, what do you got?
Project M could be Series H when it comes down to it.
That sounds like Hollow or something like, you know, I would think Hollow then, like HoloLens or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
Ever hear that?
One of my biggest disappointments of 2024 is that they continue support for HoloLens. actually, that's not on my list, but maybe it should be. But they actually did do that, so that's kind of sad. But let's see. PlayStation as a whole, I feel like, made a lot of mistakes last year, including not really having any first-party games and not talking about really anything except for, like, Ghost of Yote. I thought that was kind of disappointing, but also, like, the number of, like, and granted, we just found out about some of them, but the, like, attempt to turn everything into a live service project was really disappointing as well. And then specifically, their treatment of Bungie. So, like,
destroying that all, one of our favorite developers. Ugh.
Which isn't necessarily Sony's fault. Like, Bungie agreed to the terms of that agreement. You know?
Yep, that's true. Like, yeah, but way that they deal with certain things, yeah, it's sad to see.
Yeah. So PlayStation would be my summary of that. It would be one of my biggest disappointments.
Yep.
And then also all the layoffs and stuff, obviously.
Right.
That continue on, like, in every single company, it seems. Except for Larian. Go Larian.
But they're going to make an announcement this week. Before this, like, Thursday night, right before this podcast goes live, they're going to cut, like, 90% of their staff.
We've really tried to make it work for the next game that we're trying to produce, but it's just...
Yeah, they're like, we're just going to use AI. We're going to use AI.
We don't need our AI.
Their next game is literally a crypto game. Oh my god!
So we had biggest
game industry layoffs.
Yeah, game industry layoffs. Yeah. My biggest disappointment though was probably with Xbox. I think that they had a really good year with first party games. I think we're starting to get a rhythm there. I'm just writing down
Xbox lies. Continue.
That's actually what I'm getting to. What I'm getting to. Is essentially, they're getting into a rhythm, and we see the future, kind of, in terms of, like, games. Like, it's there. It's visible. Finally. After years and years. And I really like them as a company. And I don't think that they're, like, ending support for their hardware. But they've absolutely, completely miscommunicated, sometimes intentionally, this past year. Where they, like, have outright contradicted themselves like months later on things that they just said like a few months ago. And that sucks. That feels like lying. It really does. Yeah. Like specifically with like, you know, first we're only like shipping these four games to PlayStation just as like, cause like, you know, these games would do better with like a wider base or whatever, you know, and all that. But then
which
like
I agree.
To open that
which
up,
I agree with, by the way,
which,
but continue. Sorry.
Yeah. And I think honestly, overall, I don't have a problem with them putting every game on PlayStation, except that when it comes down to it, that lowers the necessity and the value of having an Xbox. And I think right. that their console, in my opinion, is my preferred place to play and is superior in a lot of ways. And I don't want to see it go away because I think it also forces PlayStation to adapt. Mm-hmm. And I think
they need to continue Xbox, to invest in that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that Xbox having a console is a really good thing for both Xbox and for the industry at large. And I think that the more reason that they have that they give people to like not buy an Xbox kind of speaks volumes about how much they care about like doing that. And that sucks. Right. And it does feel like lying because they consistently and repeatedly keep on saying Xbox flagship platform. Of course, we're not going to put our flagship titles on other like platforms. Of course, like
we changed our mind.
Yeah.
How can you trust that? Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of factors that go into that. Like, I think that like that acquisition was a huge thing, right? Like, Microsoft fronted a lot of money for that acquisition. And as a result of that, I think Microsoft is now like, okay, well, we need to make our money back. Like, we're going to start, like, taking more of a hand in the way that Xbox is run. And I think that ultimately has led to, like, a lot of backtracking of not just statements, but vision for what Xbox right. is. And that is disappointing to me.
Yeah, so. And well, I'm sure from a business standpoint, like you said, they have to make their money back. But you know, they have to make a few sacrifices for the bigger picture, and that might be a few of those things.
The problem is that Microsoft is constantly reinvesting, and right now they're doing one of the biggest investments ever in AI technology, right? And in expanding their server infrastructure. And so, like, they need, like, capital to be able to do that. And so, yeah, of course they're going to, like, try to maximize profits in every single area of the company that they can to be able to do that. But right. that also means that they aren't willing to just let Xbox be Xbox the way that it has for, like, years now and been still profitable, but not as, like, drained of capital as it could have been. Right?
Right.
Like, they were absolutely content to let Xbox do its own thing. And you know what? It's working. Great. People are happy with it. Great. Like, it's a slow, like, return on investment. But you know what? That's fine because they're doing great. Everyone's happy. All's good. Now that's no longer the case. Right? And that right. stinks because, like, I think I really, really liked Xbox's vision with, like, just being Xbox and just continuing to, like, put players first, consumers first, the industry first, even ahead of their own company sometimes, whether that was intentional or a byproduct, you know, which you can make the argument either way. And like the way that Phil Spencer has like managed that company, I think has been absolutely commendable. But now we're seeing things shift and I don't love the new direction as much. Even though I do agree with some of the outcomes, like games being accessible in other places, I think like also like seeing certain games be accessible on other platforms and instantly the trash talking about them changes, I think is really funny, but also really cool. Like to see people stop bashing Sea of Thieves because they can now play it on like right. multiple platforms, I think is really awesome. And I wish that like other companies would play that.
Things like that.
And I wish that other companies, I wish that other companies would play that same game of like, hey, we're going to be multi-platform, and we're slowly seeing PlayStation do it with like PC. But the fact that
for games
Xbox
like that, it would make sense. But I think for games like you're saying, like these games that don't really need to be on those other platforms, they need to hold the line a little bit better.
Well, there's that. There's also,
but they're not going to.
So on the other hand, for me, like living in Japan, being an Xbox gamer for a long time. I stopped playing Halo because I couldn't find matches, just period.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking like being in matchmaking for 30 minutes, you know, without finding a game. And some of that got alleviated when they started crossplay between Xbox and PCs. But I guess, so for me, seeing like the Master Chief Collection going to PlayStation, right? It's like, well, on one hand, there's all the things that David said about how it devalues the Xbox. But then on the other hand, I will say, I might actually play the Master Chief Collection now.
Right.
You know, my brother-in-law has a PS5. He's been on PlayStation since PS3. I would love to play with them that. And also, you know, when you're being outsold at 1.10 to 1,
yeah,
like what's the point of having iconic, recognizable IP when no one's playing it, so to speak, right? When your market share is so small, does it really matter that you have iconic IP? And it's hard to say that because it's actually the iconic IP of Halo that got me to move from PlayStation to Xbox. Right?
Right.
I had a PlayStation. I've talked about this on the podcast. And me wanting to play Halo with my friends is what got me to move from the PlayStation 3 to the Xbox 360. And so I know that like my thing here of saying like, you know, it's making it more accessible to more people. You know, if Halo was on the PlayStation, I may have never gotten an Xbox. Which is David's
argument. So you're making the point for us, but, really.
Well, making the point, but also as someone who's playing on Xbox, it is emptier, right? When they started letting Destiny crossplay with a PlayStation on Xbox, it made everything so much easier for me as an Xbox player, as far as matchmaking and people playing it. And I guess my question would be, what's better here? I'll just use Halo as an example. And I know no one wants to say, like, Halo going away, but isn't it better to put Halo on PlayStation than for, like, the Halo franchise to just disappear?
Well, right? Especially
because,
when
a lot of the hate
like, a lot of the hate that some of these games get is from people who don't have access to them, right?
Right.
Like, Hellblade 2 got a lot of hate
because they don't cut it.
Because it wasn't on PlayStation, right? Even though the first one
debuted on
PlayStation.
You know? Yeah, it's on both sides.
Yeah.
No, but I guess that's the hard line, right? Like, realistically, is there going to be another generation if Microsoft continues? Like, Microsoft, it's not just PS5, right? Microsoft's been behind. This is the second generation now. And so when you are so exponentially behind, I mean, isn't it a little weird that Master Chief gets more recognition, really, from Fortnite than from Halo games? Right? Like, younger people seeing him there. Like, there is something to that, and I don't know that I have a good answer on what to do.
That, you know, just because, well, that's just because Fortnite's so big. Every IP almost gets more recognition from Fortnite.
Well, but it's so big, but it's also on
Halo,
everything.
Exactly.
It's on everything,
yeah, like,
so people
arguably
know,
Halo
right?
could be big on every
on
every platform.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much of them moving, oh man, conspiracy theory, how much of them moving to Unreal is so that they can just easily port it to everything too? Versus
there's absolutely a chance of that. Yeah. There's absolutely a chance of that.
And if you're a company that's looking to bring up your margins, I mean, that's what you're going to do. You're going to bring your game, your studio that struggled, you know, as 343, now that's changing over to Halo Studios, you're wanting it to launch the best launch it can be, and that's probably the direction they'll probably go.
But I am with David, though, of that. I think that it's so you see there's going to be, you know, as far as investing in software and getting it out to as many people as possible, there's more chance for growth and for money. But I don't want to see our hardware just stop either.
Right.
I don't want that to happen.
No, I mean,
so David's argument, or not his argument, but his whole thing has gotten me to I was going to vote the no Switch 2 announcement, but I actually want to vote with him on the Xbox lies. That one hurt me a lot this year. And it's funny because I've talked about being a PC gamer, getting a Steam Deck, and like I've not been playing Xbox. But you know what? There's a big reason for that too. There's parts of that of like, oh, the platform is signaling me. You know?
Or like, you know, like, and that's not even like, there's other aspects of this too, like the Game Pass standard and what is that, you know?
Oh, man.
And like how that's no longer like day one, like releases and everything, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah, or Game Pass Core being like a limited curated, like what, like 20 games or whatever. Like, I mean, yep, like just stupid moves that like seem like antithetical to their vision or what it initially was.
Everything is coming day one to Game Pass, but really it's like day one to like one or two of the four Game Pass tiers there are.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
The Ultra Game Pass, you have to be on the right class of Game Pass.
But even that, like, it just doesn't make sense with the branding, right? Of being like,
no, why it doesn't even make sense. Have
Game Pass why Core and then like, oh, it's not getting it. Why? Just call it something else then. Just call it something else and it like still works. Did.
Like Xbox Live Gold is what it was called. And then, like, they changed it. Yeah.
But let's vote on that. Xbox Lies, is that the win? Because I'm on it. D got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard because it's complicated. I think that's where it really hurts because I really see it. And part of me hopes that they can leverage this to generate more interest.
More places is good.
Could they generate more interest in Xbox somehow and pull people over? You know what I mean? Is there a way for them to do this?
Well, they really have to. I think what they're going to have to do is kind of do a little bit what PlayStation has done. If they really want to, you know, invest more in their hardware and their side of things, they're going to have to, you know, not take so long maybe, but they just can't hand it over right away.
I wonder some of these if
titles they need to have
Infinite.
Them for like a year. I would hope they would do this.
If they just do Master Chief Collection, it may generate interest in the next Halo game.
It could.
Sure.
It's possible. My worry is that I'm thinking the new game picture. Yeah. I'm thinking the new game picture is, I don't know. You think they'll go right day one to PlayStation? I still don't think they'll do that.
I don't think it'll be day one necessarily for like the next few like iterations that of games that go to PlayStation. But I think that there's a very much a chance that like the next games after those, you know,
we need to start spacing out the spin-offs or something like that.
Yeah, like you're saying the secondary.
Yeah.
Well, what if they're going to start doing it like 6 months, year? And they will come, kind of like PlayStation.
Well, it is
kind of done
right now. It's
PC.
6 months for Indiana Jones, right? Give or take.
Yeah. So
right.
Maybe they'll just do that with everything like that going forward.
Can I just say, we really need to space out these episodes because this is a great discussion. And now I'm like, maybe we shouldn't call it about TikTok not being dead. Maybe we should, episode should be titled Microsoft Lies.
This can be a part one, part two, or
I mean, it really could be.
Should we cut it? Just not record next week and you be next week.
No, that's actually a really good point. That's actually a really good point. And we'll just keep all of this in and we'll just cut it. And I'll do the outro for both and do it right here. I actually think that's a good point. Yeah. D, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Yeah.
Because this is a great... Bro, we've been recording for like an hour and a half. It really is two episodes in one.
Yeah.
All right, but let's wrap it up.
I have one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
What's your one more
exciting things? This was not on the list, but I wanted to throw it out.
I love farmers just making categories.
Yeah, because this needed to be said. What is the most exciting thing?
We put a post in Embassy. You could have put... Okay, it's fine.
I didn't have time this last week, okay? Most exciting things that happened last year. What, it could be game release. It could be game industry.
Me getting a ROG ally.
Okay,
so this isn't an award. This is the most exciting thing that happened for us for game stuff. David getting ROG. Yeah, I would say the same. Getting Steam Deck. Getting into the handheld gaming market changed my life. Really. Like, it's probably, for me, it revitalized gaming in a totally new way. So, yeah, getting into the hand... I would say getting into the handheld. Like, I mean... Honestly, I know we don't have any info on the Switch 2, but like, man, maybe a Steam Deck and a Switch 2, that might just be me for the future.
Yeah, that might be all you need for the future. Yeah. I think the two things are. Yeah. No, you just might become all mobile. Steam
Deck.
That
would be wonderful.
Xbox mobile. Switch 2.
I was literally just telling Johnny that. Yeah.
On house.
Was like, those three mobile devices might be what I play games on. Yeah. Or if PlayStation, I might actually get that PlayStation Portal now that it can do.
Have all just mobile devices. You become a complete mobile gamer with all of them. no like actual I said, console farm, anymore.
I lose my house, you know, become an unhoused homeless person. I'm just mobile, baby. I'm just
as long as you got your phone.
Yeah.
And your,
oh man,
and
you know, I
device.
Just got a new phone. I got an iPhone 16 Pro. It, first off, it's awesome. But when I check this out. So my old plan for the last 2.5 years has been I have 20 gigs of data and 30 gigs of tethering. Okay. That plan is gone now. And also it was like pretty cheap. I think the plan, it was like, let's say it was like around 5,000 yen a month, which is, I was paying $30 a month for that plan.
That's crazy.
They don't have it anymore. So when I got my new phone, they were like, oh yeah, we don't have that plan anymore. So we're just going to put you on this plan and say it costs 100 yen more. So like it costs 50 cents more. So my new plan is I have 200 gigs of data and 60 gigs of tethering.
Oh, wow.
So I just may never connect to Wi-Fi again, I guess is what I'm telling you guys. I just may just like...
For 50 cents more, you get all
For
that?
50 cents more, they were like, oh yeah, we don't do that plan you have anymore. I'm like, okay, well, what do you got? And they're like, well, we could do this. And I was like, that's fine. I think I can manage. I can manage.
Wow.
But what about you? What was the best thing for you, Farm? So for D and I, it's both handheld stuff.
The two exciting things, they weren't necessarily... the two most exciting things that really were announced for me, like seeing... I'm pretty excited to see what happens with Halo Studios. Me too. Really excited to see what happens there. And then Witcher 4.
Yes.
Two really
four projects
things.
Too, like in a works at Halo Studios. That's really cool.
Yeah, lot of exciting things for the future. Nothing that's really, you know, been unveiled yet, but there's a lot of potential. I want to see Halo make it in this next generation, like make it big.
You know actually, what? I'll actually change my mind. My answer to that. My most exciting thing, honestly, has been seeing like more Xbox games come out this year, like more quality Xbox games. It's nice to see a pattern of it, you know, like to see them start to like actually like pump things out and like have enough that they can. Because like, man, as Xbox gamers, like we have been like starved and like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have.
In a perpetual drought.
Yeah, this last year we had some really good games. Games I haven't been able to get to.
There was a year where I think it was like literally just like a Forza game and a flight simulator game. And I think that was it.
No,
and it was like, oof, right? Like, you know,
like 2014 or something like that. I don't know, 2013 or I don't know. It was way back, but yeah, it was rough. You had like Battlefield 4, like I don't know. There's a lot of things that they missed on that first Xbox One, you know. And
well, that I wanted to say thank you, Farm. I wanted to end with like the industry disappointments because it's kind of it's not an award, right?
Right.
It's just like kind of like, I don't know, like reflecting on that. But I actually really appreciate you bringing up what was like the most exciting and happiest thing, because I do feel good looking toward the future, which I know some people, especially with the possible, you know, with everything going on in the world, they're like, how can you feel that way? But no, I actually have a very positive outlook going forward.
And if you don't have a little hope, letting us in there. What do you have? You know,
exactly.
Got to have a little hope there. Look to the
and I think that Xbox is like this is an Xbox strategy is actually a cool idea. We'll see how it pans out for like the future, but like I think more accessibility to more games is awesome. We'll see.
We will see on the next time.
Yeah, and on that note, thanks for listening, and we will catch y'all later.
The Tech Man is fake.
Get out of here, Craig.